Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is November 30th, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, big decision from the United States Supreme Court over the holiday break. In Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn v. Cuomo, the Supreme Court ruled that Governor Cuomo's order that prohibited churches from meeting in groups over 10 in red zones and over 25 in orange zones violated the First Amendment and cannot be enforced. Now, this comes as great news to some churches and as a challenge to others, as many churches now have no one else to blame for their low attendance. 10. Okay, we can get to that number, I think, if we do with some kind of growth plan. But, all right, well, by the way, how unnecessary was this lawsuit? I mean, the argument was that because people in churches sing and congregate, that they can become super spreader places. Apparently, Governor Cuomo hasn't been to too many church services, because in most church services I have attended, people need to wave their hands midway through the sermon just to make sure the motion-activated lights don't go off halfway through. But the Supreme Court found several things problematic with the governor's order. First, everyone agreed that the plaintiffs in these cases followed the restrictions to the letter of the law during the pandemic and had zero COVID cases from their meetings. This church might need to work on their hospitality, sure, but their obedience to orders, that's top-notch. But second, the second main problem is the governor's order favored non-religious land uses over religious land uses. For example, although liquor stores could be filled to capacity, a church that seats 1,000 people couldn't even have 11 in the building. Now, I am thinking there was a simpler way to get around this law than going all the way to the Supreme Court. See, all a church had to do was bring Jesus in, turn some water into wine, charge for it, and voila, no more restrictions. But this decision did show the conservative muscle of this court, because a few months ago, a Supreme Court without Amy Coney Barrett rejected a very similar argument and allowed for the disparate treatment of churches. It seems obvious to me that what happened here is that Barrett converted the other justices to Catholicism. There were already six Catholics on the court? Well then, they should have already known that falling asleep during the sermon is a much more likely problem than exuberant singing. Well, big news out of Vanderbilt, where soccer player Sarah Fuller was the first female to play for a Power 5 football team when she kicked for the Vanderbilt Commodores. Now, she might want to pick a new team now. I mean, she didn't really get much playing time, though that wasn't entirely her fault. You see, a kicker only gets one automatic play during a game, which is kicking off at either the beginning of the first or the beginning of the second half. The other action a kicker might get is kicking field goals, extra points, or kickoffs after scores. But you see, scoring there is the operative term. Yeah, final score here, Missouri 41, Vanderbilt 0. Yeah, she was quite bored. Well, Title IX requires equality of opportunity in college sports. No word yet if this means Vanderbilt needs to learn how to score so that Fuller can at least get more opportunity than one kickoff per game. All right, well, Trump is back in the news. Yes, after pulling a Biden and hiding in his basement since the election, he has resurfaced to, well, to play golf. That's a given. But in between his golf shots, he has resurfaced to attack, via Twitter, the Georgia governor for not using his emergency powers to help with the Georgia recount. Specifically, Trump wants the Georgia governor to pressure the Secretary of State to match the signatures on the back of envelopes, and he wants him to count the number of envelopes and compare that with the number of mail-in votes. The Georgia governor responded by saying, "Yeah, no go. You see, by law, I can't do that. The governor cannot meddle in an election." To which Putin said, "What? Are you sure about that?" But I think we can all agree that a tweet of some sort will probably be the last official act of this presidency. Well, that's our update for November 30th, 2020.